USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Los Angeles County will once again require masks indoors, even for people who are vaccinated. Public health officials say there's a spike in cases of COVID-19. The White House is now pushing back against tech companies for allowing coronavirus misinformation to spread.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy said COVID misinformation is a serious public health threat. During a White House meeting between President Biden and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the president said the two pledged to work closely together in the continued battle against the virus.
We need to fight COVID-19 pandemic everywhere to strengthen global health security for tomorrow, so we're ready for the next pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A justice on the High Court is considering stepping down. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This weekend, another heat dome is expected to become established in the northern Rockies, and this will cause temperatures to skyrocket once again. In the northwest, triple-digit temperatures are expected, and records will probably be broken. Excessive heat watches are already in effect in parts of Montana, but it's not the only state where record highs could be tied or broken. Heat is expected to expand into Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Special Operation Forces are ready to begin clinical trials on a pill that may inhibit or reduce some of the effects of aging and injury. USA's John Clemens reports.
It's all part of the military's effort for improved human performance that will delay aging, but it also prevents onset to injury. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins tells us the pill could enhance mission readiness.
We're working with leading industry partners and clinical research institutions to develop a nutraceutical in the form of a pill that is suitable for a variety of uses by both civilians and military members.
This anti-aging pill could one day improve performance characteristics that typically decline as we grow older. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A former UN ambassador is speaking out on violence in America. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley on Fox News gives her point of view.
Defunding the police is what caused the spike in crime, but I also think they're never going to admit it. But look, they admitted it at the voting box when they elected Eric Adams, because here's the guy that's saying, no, we don't need to defund the police. We need more troops on the streets. Whether he's right or not is a shift that shows Democrats are trying to get out of this hole they dug, but they dug it really deep. I mean, they've caused crime waves across this country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.